Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this beautiful Friday the 13th. December 13th. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode talking today about seven skills you need in order to succeed in 2020. Seven skills that you need to have in order to win at life in Perfect Vision 2020, next year, just a matter of a few days. Number one is mental health. You need to figure out how to manage your own sadness, loneliness, depression. You know, mental health used to be something that was only for those locals, right? Those crazy people. But the statistics say that most people that are dealing with mental health issues are actually white males. Over 60% of the problems are among basically older men, and especially older white men. Now, this is an issue that affects young people, regardless of color. You're talking about your 14-year-old daughter, your 16-year-old grandson, your 18-year-old son, or 25-year-old young married male who is struggling. And so there are all kinds of resources out there, but I think people aren't taking advantage of them because of shame and guilt and the stigma of being depressed or having suicidal thoughts. But I want to encourage you, especially if you are a young male, really anyone, but especially young males, I would love to meet with you. Just simply go to davidtrick.com/free coaching. Send me a DM, a message through Facebook, through Instagram, text me, whatever, and let's get together. Number two is you have to resolve anger. Resolve the anger issue, especially with your partner, your husband, your wife, your in-laws, whoever it is that you are struggling with, that you're not forgiving people that have wronged you. Forgiveness isn't easy. It's personal. It goes many years deep. It's a generational problem for a lot of people. But without forgiveness, there is no release, there is no victory. Who are you needing to forgive this day, this month? How can you take those steps to forgive that person who has hurt you, damaged your reputation, especially if it's someone that's an ex-husband or a family member, your in-laws? It might even be your own son or daughter, your parents. Resolve those issues. Number three is self-awareness. Self-awareness is maybe number one, but it's related to number two. And number one is self-awareness means you have to know your strengths and your weaknesses. Personality tests are very important. Seeing a therapist or a life coach like myself or any other spiritual guides, they can help you reflect back to you your issues, your problems, your strengths. You might need to know that you like to spend too much money, or that, you know, a lot of these things we already know. So this is not about guilt or shame or judgment. It's about being aware so that you can begin to work on your issues. And speaking of issues, number four is to manage your addictions. Anything from drinking to being alone to perhaps the addiction of technology or spending, whatever it may be, eating. There are many addictions that all of us have. These are the ways in which the modern person manages their loneliness or their depression or suicidal thoughts or just the frustrations with finances. And so everyone has an addiction. Debt is an addiction that people have. Buying clothes they don't really need. Exercising, not to be in shape, but to hopefully feel loved. Sex, pornography, dating someone who doesn't really love you if you're a young female. All of these things are addictions that we fall into very easily. There are programs at my church I personally offer: grief support, financial support. I offer mental health support. Married couples, if you're dealing with a problem, if you are a young couple that's maybe in the middle of your first, second child and the husband's dealing with alcohol issues, maybe the wife is dealing with anger, or maybe her family is putting pressure on her to leave that guy, or maybe you lost a relative, you're dealing with grief, and especially at this time of the year, many of us deal with things. You know, my grandmother who raised me died on Christmas Eve. My father, who was the love of my life, died on New Year's Eve. And so this season is a time to connect and to reach out and to watch those addictions deal with them. Number five is to, maybe on a lighter note, is to start an online presence. What I mean by that is to stop just posting pictures of your family or quotes and to actually start a vlog and start to speak about the things that matter to you, your passions, your struggles. And this is not to get your laundry out there. It's not about having people just know all your problems. It's about you helping people, you documenting your journey. Maybe you're trying to raise a young family. You have one, two small children. You're a single mom and nobody knows how you're managing. And there are many women who would love to know how you're dealing with your own issues and your body image issues. And you go on Instagram and everyone looks perfect and your body isn't perfect. How are you managing that, especially as a woman of faith, as a woman who is imperfect and yet providing for your family? Start a podcast. I can help you. I can offer free training to you. Just reach out to me, davidtrigg.com/free coaching, davidtrigg.com/podcast. There are many places there. Just go to my website and just reach out to me, or as I said, a message, a DM, whatever it may be. But maybe you already have an online presence. You already have a good vlog on YouTube. You already have a podcast, or maybe you're writing on Instagram. You're getting your message out there, but you're stuck. Both my daughter and I, Canela, we have helped many people to have that presence so they can help other people. So let me know how I can help you with starting or expanding your online presence. Number six is spirituality, faith, church attendance, community. Many people will say, oh yeah, I don't need church, I can do my own thing. But you know, faith isn't supposed to be private. It's supposed to be communal, meaning you need to learn from other people, share your struggles with others. You might have a great family unit or not. How are you managing? I mean, it's good that you read your Bible and pray in the car or that kind of stuff, but there's nothing like relationships. And if you already go to church, deepen those relationships, join a small group, join a leadership team, help with the young kids, volunteer, connect with youth, serve in the kitchen, help the homeless. Find ways to do things with other people, with just one or two other people. And especially if it's your family, can you help the homeless by supporting them financially? How can you deepen your faith? We're all busy. Everyone needs weekends off. Everyone needs to sleep in. And if you have a young child, your child is sick. Or if you are a young parent, you know, you want to go to Disneyland. You want to go to the carne asada, the quinceañera. There are a million birthdays out there. I understand. But what's the point of gaining the whole world? And if you're losing your soul, deepen your spirituality, and especially in community. I'm talking about go to church every Sunday, every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is. Go every week. Don't miss. Give, and it will be given back to you. And then the last one is forgiveness, kindness, and love. You know, last week I mentioned this on my Instagram post. I had a couple that lives across the street from us who, honestly, I've been kind of down, looking down on them a bit, judging them perhaps even because of this and that, to my shame. Well, last week, they knocked on my door. I thought it was the Jehovah's Witnesses, honestly, or the Mormons. And they were at our front door dropping off some homemade tamales. This is a white millennial young couple in their mid-20s that made their own homemade tamales. I mean, how amazing is that? Wow. I was writing on my Facebook post that if they were going to church and had invited me to their church, I would have gone. I would have gone to their church if they had invited me because of that kindness. It was just such a moving thing to me that a young couple that I was judging actually came and was kind to me and to our family. They even wrote Merry Christmas on the foil aluminum paper that they wrapped the tamales in. And I've had them. They're amazing. They're delicious. No, I'm not sharing with anyone. They're all gone. It got me thinking, what have I done? What am I doing to be kind to random people? Oh, I know you're busy. Oh, you work. Oh, your husband. Oh, you don't know how I have to work 80 hours a week. So do they. She gets up at 6 a.m. and leaves at 6:30 and drives an hour and a half to Irvine in the crazy traffic, gets home around 6 p.m. He works a night shift, I think at some office or maybe construction. Oh, they don't have any kids. Oh, they. We all have excuses, don't we? I mean, I could say, oh, I lead a church. I have three teens. Oh, my wife works hard. The reality is that we have to say, God, open the eyes of my heart. It convicted me. It humiliated me. It challenged me deeply. Don't run to excuses. Instead, run to love. Maybe you've been that way before, but you've kind of given in to busyness and stress and tiredness. No, if you're ill, if you're in the hospital, of course. I'm not saying go out there and do stuff you can't do physically. But perhaps you can call people. We all have a phone. There are many people. Maybe you are a senior. Maybe you should start calling other seniors. There are people that are sick in the church. There are people in your family that... Have you visited your mom? Have you helped your mom? Or are you just asking her for $20, $50, $100? How can you and I show kindness today? Not next year, not in 2020, not when you have more money. That's all a bunch of excuses. Do it now. You don't know how you're going to touch somebody else's life. It touched this couple touched my life. And you might be that person who needs that. But if all of us think that we're the needy people, then who's going to love? Remember that love isn't an absence of need. Love is a sacrifice. Love means that you have the strength and the courage to love in the middle of your pain, in the middle of your difficulty. Stop waiting. Love someone else today. The Bible says that it is more blessed to give, to love, to show kindness, to bring tamales, than to receive tamales. My prayer for you today is that these seven skills will be a part of your life. If you need help, support, come to my church, reach out to me for free. I'd love to help you in any of these things, from addictions to grief support to couples therapy to the more practical technical stuff of how to get online and all that kind of stuff. Let's grow together. Let's be the kind of people in 2020 that God can really be proud of. And let's become people that are here to bless the world and not just to be about ourselves. Let's bless others. If you're already helping people, go deeper into that. What can you eliminate? What debt do you need to pay off? What are the bills that you need to eliminate from your life? What are the things in your life that you need to do less of so that you can have the margin in your life to love others? Make sure that you reach out to me, davidtrigg.com/freecoaching. Send me a DM, an email, a message on Twitter at @DavidTrigg LA, on Instagram I'm @DavidTrigg. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.